Chapter 4. Apartheid. In 1944, Nelson was 26 years old. He started to work for a group called the ANC. The ANC wanted to make life fair for black South Africans. Nelson, his friend Oliver Tambo, and some others started a group for young people in the ANC. It was called the Youth League. Nelson married Evelyn Ntoko Mase in the same year. They had four children together, but Evelyn was not happy because Nelson was often away. He worked hard for the ANC, and he did not see his family often. For all of Nelson's life, things in South Africa were difficult for black people. But in 1948, the government made their lives harder because apartheid became the law. These were some of the new laws. 1. Black people cannot vote. 2. Black people cannot marry white people. 3. Black people have to live in special places called homelands. 4. Black people cannot be outside after 11 p.m. 5. Black people cannot eat in restaurants for white people. 6. Black people cannot ride buses for white people. The ANC asked other countries to help them, but nothing changed. Black people in South Africa started to protest because they wanted to change things. In 1950, Nelson watched a peaceful protest, but then the police arrived with guns. 18 people died at the protest. In 1951, Nelson became the president of the Youth League of the ANC. In 1952, he started to work as a lawyer with his friend Oliver Tambo. It was cheap for black people to get their help, and sometimes it cost nothing. Nelson and Oliver had a lot of work to do because of apartheid. People continued to protest against apartheid, but things did not change. The police arrested protesters, and the government sent them to prison. But Nelson continued to protest because it was important for him to help people in South Africa. He travelled around the country and asked people to support his protest against apartheid. We stand by our leaders. We must work together, then life will become better for everyone, Nelson told people. But soon, the police arrested Nelson. The government did not send him to prison, but he could not leave Johannesburg for 6 months. The government began to watch Nelson. You can only talk to one person at a time, they told him. They did not want him to start any more protests. Nelson worked as a lawyer with his friend Oliver Tambo.